I'm Jeffrey Logan with U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. John Treffery, our Director of Forensic Audits, is here to talk about the OIG's report titled Actions Needed to Strengthen Controls Over the EPA Administrators and Associated Staff's Travel. This highly anticipated report concludes an audit that reviewed the frequency, cost, and extent of the previous EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's travel, as well as that of his associates through the end of December 2017. The audit also determined whether the federal travel regulation and applicable EPA travel policies and procedures were followed. In total, the OIG made 14 recommendations to the agency. But let's start at the beginning. Tell me, John, why was this audit initiated?
This report is the result of many congressional requests and hotline complaints. An initial communication to the OIG's hotline raised concerns about Mr. Pruitt's frequent travel to and from his home state of Oklahoma at taxpayers' expense. Later, the OIG received a congressional request to audit the EPA's adherence to policies and procedures for the administrator's travel, and whether EPA controls were enough to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. Subsequently, we received many more congressional requests and hotline complaints, prompting us to expand the scope of the audit twice to cover more of Mr. Pruitt's travel.
So, clearly there was a lot of interest that this OIG review take place. EPA has policies and procedures related to travel. Where does EPA go to determine travel requirements?
The Federal Travel Regulation, issued by the General Services Administration, implements statutory requirements and executive branch policies for travel by federal civilian employees and others authorized to travel at the government expense. In addition, the agency has its own travel policy, which supplements the federal travel regulations. This policy applies solely to EPA employees who travel using agency funds.
Despite the existing federal regulations and EPA policies, there seem to be persistent issues related to EPA travel, right? I'm referencing previous OIG audits that addressed EPA's lack of management oversight and weak internal controls.
This is true. This issue has been on our radar screen for some time now. Back in May 2011, we reported that the EPA travel program lacked sufficient management controls to properly route and authorize travel documents. Back in December 2013, we issued an early warning report related to the travel of a former EPA employee, John Beal. That report found that EPA lacked management oversight and had weak internal controls related to travel by top-level managers. In September 2015, the OIG issued another report that again identified weak internal controls. In that report, we recommended that the EPA evaluate the effectiveness of its executive approval framework and update its travel manual to reflect changes pertaining to lodging and international trip reports.
Yes, I definitely recall the OIG's criminal investigation and the many audits related to John Beal's case. Some of our listeners may remember that he was a high-level EPA employee who falsely claimed for years to be a CIA operative. Remind me of what the auditors found related to Mr. Beal's travel.
While there were many issues identified with Mr. Beal, we found his travel abuses included using premium class travel without authorization, incurring lodging expenses above per diem, and charging questionable costs to the EPA.
That was a fascinating story. Now back to the OIG's recently issued audit concerning Mr. Pruitt's travel. How many trips associated with the former administrator were evaluated by the OIG? And what did you find regarding his travel costs?
We found that between March and December 2017, Mr. Pruitt took a total of 34 trips, consisting of 32 domestic and 2 international trips. To be clear, our audit did not focus on travel costs, but rather on how well the agency complied with policies and procedures relevant to his travel. Still, I can share some numbers with you. Travel costs totaled more than $985,000 for him and his staff, including about $878,000 for 34 trips taken and more than $106,000 for 6 canceled trips. The majority of the costs incurred by the former administrator, approximately 82%, was for airfare alone. We found that the documents that granted Mr. Pruitt an exemption for first-class travel were improperly approved and without appropriate justification to support EPA's allegation that the former administrator's life was endangered when flying coach class. As a result, he and his security detail incurred more travel costs than necessary or appropriate by flying premium class travel. We questioned airfare expenses of nearly $124,000 paid above the cost of coach travel.
Who on his staff typically traveled with Mr. Pruitt on official business?
Mr. Pruitt always traveled with his security detail. In addition, he was accompanied by his scheduling and advance team. On occasion, his entourage also included senior advisors, the chief of staff, a communications specialist, and a photographer.
The audit report found that the former administrator made frequent trips to his hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can you elaborate on these trips?
We found that of the 34 trips he took from March through December 2017, 16 trips were to or had stops in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he lives. The 16 trips represent 47% of the 34 trips he took during that period. Six of those trips cited official travel, usually including one meeting or facility tour per trip. The former administrator's vouchers for the remaining 10 trips indicated they had paid his own airfare to Tulsa for the weekend. The audit did not identify specific criteria that would limit his travel to or stops in Tulsa. However, the federal travel regulation requires travel to one's destination by the usually traveled route unless the agency authorizes or approves a different route as officially necessary. If an indirect route is used for personal convenience, government reimbursement is limited to the cost of the travel by a direct route, and the traveler is responsible for additional cost. Similarly, EPA policy requires authorizing officials to ensure the travel is by the direct or usually traveled route, and mandates that the use of indirect routes requires justification and approval. The EPA travel policy reiterates that employees are responsible for additional costs when indirect routes are for personal convenience.
The report also noted that actions were needed to strengthen internal controls over Mr. Pruitt's travel, as well as the travel of the staff and security detail accompanying him or traveling in advance. Many issues were identified by the OIG. Would you name a few, John?
We did identify some improvements that the EPA needs to make to prevent problems in the future. We found that the EPA policies lack a clear delegation of authority for approving the administrator's travel authorizations and vouchers. Further, not all applicable EPA travel policies and procedures were followed for Mr. Pruitt's travel. Here are just some of the areas where specific policies and procedures were not complied with. A justification for use of non-contract air carriers was not always documented. First and business class exemptions were granted without sufficient justification to support security concerns. International trip reports were inaccurate and incomplete. Use of business class travel was approved without the required analysis or following the agency's exception approval process. These requirements are in place to make sure the taxpayer dollars are spent in the most efficient way that still gets the job done.
Thanks, John. Okay, let's talk more about the unjustified use of business and first class travel, which garnered much attention on the Hill and with the press. Why did the Deputy Chief of Staff send a memo to the EPA Chief Financial Officer that he concurred with the requested requirement that Mr. Pruitt fly business or first class?
The Deputy Chief of Staff sent a memo to the Office of Chief Financial Officer requesting a first class exception for Mr. Pruitt due to alleged security concerns. The memo stated that the determination was based on assessments provided by the security detail. However, based on our audit work, the justification given by the Deputy Chief of Staff was unsupported.
You found that Mr. Pruitt incurred lodging expenses of more than 150% of the allotted per diem on numerous occasions. These range from a hotel room in Columbia, Missouri for $159 a night to $629 a night for stays at two hotels in Italy. Is there anything else worth mentioning on the subject?
Mr. Pruitt and the staff who traveled with him claimed some lodging expenses above per diem and did not always justify the additional costs as required. The EPA authorized these expenses after the fact. Additionally, exceeding 150% of per diem without justification violates EPA travel policy. EPA confirmed that no written justifications and approvals had been received for three instances where Mr. Pruitt's lodging costs were claimed in excess of 150% of per diem.
In 2017, the press reported on possible misuse of military and charter flights by Mr. Pruitt. What did your audit uncover about this?
The costs incurred for the former administrator's use of military and charter flights were properly approved, so we made no recommendations regarding the use of military or charter flights.
The OIG identified excessive costs of nearly $124,000 spent on the former administrator's use of first and business class travel between March and December 2017. Because the exception cited by the EPA was granted without sufficient justification and appropriate approval authority. Those costs include paying for first and business class travel for security staff. The OIG's report recommends that the EPA's chief financial officer evaluate and determine whether those dollars, plus any additional costs of this nature through the former administrator's resignation in July 2018, should be recovered. The OIG also recommends that the chief financial officer further determine which official or officials are responsible and direct recovery of the funds. How did the agency respond to this recommendation, and do you expect the money to be recovered?
The agency asserted it completed an analysis that concluded all travel costs incurred between March and December 2017 were valid, and all travel costs incurred between January and July 2018 had sufficient justification and proper approval. So the agency said that no excess costs need to be paid back to the EPA, but we disagree with the agency's determination. The agency has not provided support for its review of 2017 costs. The review of the 2018 costs, we have concerns about the methodology used for the determination. Both 2017 and 2018 costs did not address the lack of support for the security concern exemption in the federal travel regulation. The agency further stated that costs incurred by the security detail employees who accompanied Mr. Pruitt in first class were valid and sufficiently justified and supported. We are still working with the EPA to resolve our disagreement about these recommendations.
We're almost at the end of our time together, John. I noted at the start of our conversation that the OIG made 14 recommendations to the EPA. Of those, how many did the agency accept?
The agency offered corrective actions for four of the recommendations that the OIG considered acceptable. The other 10 recommendations remained unresolved.
For our listeners, anyone who suspects waste, fraud, or abuse at the EPA should contact the OIG hotline. The hotline can be reached toll-free at 888-546-8740 or by email at OIG_hotline@epa.gov. You know, John, it's been great having you talk with me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
The audit report that John and I just discussed is more than 80 pages long, including the agency's response, and contains a lot of information. This podcast only skims the surface. We encourage anyone interested in the details to read the report in its entirety. You can find it and learn more about the Office of Inspector General's work on our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.